I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley's prison construction proposal is facing its first legislative test. Bentley is asking lawmakers to approve an $800 million bond issue to build four new prisons and close most existing facilities. Some members of the Senate Finance and Taxation Committee questioned aspects of the project during a public hearing today. Corrections Commissioner Jeff Dunn told lawmakers the new prisons will alleviate overcrowding and replace outdated facilities where it is difficult to maintain security. Committee Chairman Tripp Pittman says the proposal is good, but he adds others are opposed. The committee is expected to vote next week. Engineering students at the University of Alabama are showing off their ideas of building a better bridge. APR student reporter Allison Mollenkamp has more.
The student designs are being showcased at the American Society of Civil Engineers Southeast Student Conference in Tuscaloosa. UA is hosting the conference for the first time since 2005. This year, the organizers expect 1,000 attendees divided between students and faculty. The students will have the chance to compete in several competitions, including the regional levels of the National Steel Bridge and Concrete Canoe competitions. Preston Judy is the conference host co-chair for the conference. He says the conference has been planned around displaying the new engineering buildings on campus.
We focused a lot of this conference around the new Shelby and Engineering Quad now that it's all together, all different facilities are there. So most of our very small competitions as far as testing and judging will be taking place in the buildings such as the South Engineering Research Center and the North Engineering Research Center.
The conference will last until Sunday. For APR News, I'm Allison Mollenkamp in Tuscaloosa.
The Selma Police Department is using new eyes in the skies to help with public safety. The department spent $9,000 to buy four unmanned drones back in January. The unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, will be used for traffic control and to help ensure officer safety during police investigations. John Brock is the chief of police in Selma. He says the drones were first used to ensure public safety during the annual bridge crossing jubilee this past weekend.
We videotaped the march going down the route. We had a drone following the march for safety reasons. We had them up checking rooftops and buildings, abandoned buildings, to make sure that nobody is going to try to do anything. Just an active safety sweep.
The mayor of Selma originally hoped to purchase five drones, but funding was not available. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley as well as central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the lower 60s, and cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-60s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.